Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to take you off the wrong road, place you on the right road, the path to heaven, praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus struck in the year of 2020. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel all during the time of the coronavirus, before the coronavirus, even up to now, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To all of you that's behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, praise God. On today, we have a powerful message. We're going to begin for the month talking about we need Jesus, praise God. And truly, we do need Jesus in our world today. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we need Jesus. I've been preaching on previous broadcasts talking about it's time to be serious. Amen. It's a time to get serious about your soul, because people are leaving this world. Yes, going off into eternity. Amen. It's time to make preparations to meet the Lord, because God is looking for people that will love Him and want to be holy like God is. And Jesus came into the world to make that possible. Amen. So people, we need Jesus, because He came from God. He's the one that can get us connected to the Father. And He's the one that can get us back to the way God wants us to be. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're getting ready to go into the Word of God, talking about we need Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 John, the 5th chapter, and begin at verse number 1. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begotteth love Him also that He is begotten of Him.
Amen. Let you know that, amen, if you love the Lord and confess that Jesus is the Christ, then you are one of His children. Because Jesus came to be the Savior of the world. He gave His life on Calvary's cross so that we can come out of sin. I'm telling you, the Bible says in the Gospel according to St. Matthew 1:21, talking about the Virgin Mary, and she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call His name Jesus. I love that name Jesus, because there's power in that name. For He shall save His people from their sins. Not in it, but from their sins. Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. And when Jesus takes your sins away, He give you a new desire, that desire to live for God. That's the new birth, being born again. Your life been changed, regenerated. New bone, bone by the power of God. Jesus calls us to have a new life on the inside. He gave His life on Calvary's cross, shedding His blood on Calvary's cross. And there's power in that blood.
Amen.
Amen. Power to forgive sin. Yes. And power to cleanse you from your sin. and root out that desire that causes us to do wrong. Yes, that causes us to backslide and go back into sin. Jesus come to take that sinful nature out. That is power in that blood.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And when Jesus root that sinful nature out of us, he placed in us a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. And we are born by the power of God. And when we are born by the power of God, we can walk in the ways of the Lord and be one of his children. Because the blood of Jesus signs our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And don't you want your name to be signed down in the Lamb's Book of Life? Amen. People sing that song. You better run and see, is your name signed down? When Christ signs our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, he makes our life brand new.
Amen.
Because Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, that means you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. For old things are passed away. Your old sinful life passes away. And behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. When Christ moves in, the devil is cast out. Praise God. When the Lord moves in, sin is cast out. Because light and darkness do not mix.
That's right.
Amen. You cannot mix Jesus with sin. Amen. Just like light and darkness don't mix. Jesus come to clean our life up and make our life brand new so that we can be brand new like Paul said. Because Jesus is the new man. He comes on the inside. Give us the power to be a child of God. And therefore we'll be ready for heaven. That's the reason why we need Jesus in our soul. I'm a Jesus man. I promote Jesus. What did the Bible say in 1 John, the 5th chapter, Missionary Velvet? What did it say?
By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments.
Amen. We are the children when we love God and keep his commandments.
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandments are not grievous.
Amen. And I'm telling you, it's not hard to be a Christian. So many people think it's hard to be a Christian. It's hard to live this way. It's not. It's more easy to live holy for Jesus than it is to be out there in that world of sin. It's more easy to live right for the Lord than it is to be straddling the fence like so many Christians are, confessing Christ and still indulging in the sins of the world. But the Lord wants us to, amen, be saved. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. And when Christ comes on the inside, he give us the strength and the power to be his child, to be his sons and daughters in the Lord. We can be able to live according to this word and keep his commandments. Amen. Walk in the ways of God. And that's what the Lord wants. He wants 24-hour Christians. Not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians, but he wants 24-hour Christians. And we need to be able to serve the Lord like that so we'll be ready to go to heaven. Because Christ come to get us on the right road. Just look at the violence in our world, in our cities and towns. Yes, our violence in our world and cities. Praise God. Amen. The tragedy in Kansas with the mass shootings. Amen. All of this is because of sin. But Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. We're going to continue on another broadcast. Right now we're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Because people need Jesus. Yes, they do. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, and the coronavirus. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Make their life brand new. Let them know that they need Jesus as their Savior. Lord, do these things. Bless the people out there in the free world. Let them know they need Jesus. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. We need Jesus. The song that I wrote several years ago, we need you, Jesus. Every second, every minute, every hour, we need you. And we can do nothing without you. But with Jesus, we are everything we need to be. And you believe that prayer that Mrs. Ella Holmes that gave us? You have been set free. And you have been revived. You've been have redeemed and lifted up. So keep on thinking and keep on praising God for your deliverance and for your encouragement that you're going to live right from this day forward. Those in the behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. You have not forgotten. He is there, arms wide open, waiting for you to walk right on in so he can mold you and make you to who you need to be. And those in the free web, thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministers. Continue to pray, but we pray for you that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself as we be able to go into the jails and prisons to witness and to spread the love of God among those that's behind prison bars. And we will pray for you. Those in the free world, come into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound website. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to the whole family. Just click on in and you will see all the wonderful things that even for the kids, the activity page is so beautiful. Praise God. And those of you that speak the Spanish language, write us for Spanish material called Jesus Loves the Spanish Speaking People. Praise God. Today's broadcast to Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful pan, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.